Text the word Bishop Greg to 80123. That's 123, so that way you will be notified by Bishop himself whenever he goes live on any of his platforms. Today's topic is I'm maintaining. And I'm pretty sure Bishop is going to give us a great word on today and the principles in how we can maintain. So Father God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for just breathing breath into our body to allow us to live to see this day, Lord God. A day that we've never seen before and a day that we should never see again. But we receive the word that you have already given to Bishop, Father God, to be able to speak to your people. And we receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Bishop.
Thank you so much, E. I appreciate you. It is a great day to be alive because it is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we say, send now prosperity. It is a great day. I've had a terrific day. Great things are happening. Freedom, liberty. Thank God for all of you, all of our moderators on all of these various platforms. I am so grateful that you show up to listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Thank all of you. If you would share, sharing is caring. Sharing is good to see you, Anita. Sharing is caring. Sharing is caring. I want to go right to the word today. Enjoyed Prophetess Nina's room today as I was preparing for today. Enjoyed her. And don't forget, Midnights is the Midnight Cry. Midnights is for the Midnight Cry. Midnights is for the Midnight Cry. So right here on Clubhouse, The Midnight Cry. Almost 1 year old, y'all. 1 year, 1 year. Some of you may remember Pastor Tory Phillips on Saturdays. He's been in the share with us and I'm gonna have him back. But every now and then he checks on me. And he said, "Hey, Bishop, just checking in on you, seeing how you're doing." And I always give him pleasantries, you know, doing good. Thank you for checking on me. You'll never hear me say I'm doing bad. Never. I don't care what's going on. I'm never going to confess. I'm never going to give in. I never give in. So. Can you all please share for me on Clubhouse, especially Facebook? I'm never going to say I'm doing bad, I'm not feeling good. You never would know. And I asked him back, I said, "How are you doing?" And he simply uttered these two words, I'm maintaining. I'm maintaining. And Erica, that thing stuck with me, Joanne Edwards. I ain't even got to look and see if you're there, Joanne. I know you there. You don't miss. I'm maintaining. One word can have such powerful meaning if you are a speaker, a writer, anything. You would understand that we pay attention to everything. Everything becomes a message. I'm maintaining. Sometimes, not referring to him at all, sometimes, in many cases, when people say, "I'm maintaining," it sometimes comes with a negative connotation. I'm maintaining. That's just like, I'm just here. You know. I maintain it ain't nothing new happening, you know. To everything, there's a time and a season under the heaven. Every day is not going to be bells and whistles and streamers and something new. That just happens to not be the way life is set up. Sometimes there is no movement. You know, it's an honor to say that I'm maintaining, because that means you have something to maintain. Let me say that again. Whatever you say you're maintaining, it's an honor to say that you're maintaining. Charles, Ebony, y'all share. Because you don't have to be maintaining anything. Oh, I'm not feeling good, but I'm maintaining. Well, at least you feel it. 19 people put in the chat. It can always be a different way. It can always be a different way. Because if you say that you are maintaining, then that means you got, it may not be everything that you want. May not be everything that you think you need. But I'm maintaining. Because it always can go a different way. It could always be different. Naomi. So when you say you're maintaining, there's many who don't even have, Langley, anything to maintain. They've lost everything. Even if you think that you have lost everything, you're still alive. And if nothing else, you're maintaining life. It's like, are you looking through it? That's a good response. Thank you, Jesus. Are you looking through the glass empty or half empty? It's all how you look. I'm maintaining. Secondly, if you can't maintain what you have, then you don't really qualify for more. Celeste, if you can't maintain what you have, then how you gonna qualify for more? Because maintaining has to do with taking care of what you already have. See, this thing of life and Langley wanting more and all that, I need y'all to put this in the chat. This thing has levels and stages. Huh? This thing has levels and stages. And if you can maintain at this level, then you have to be able to take care of where you are. I'm maintaining where I'm at. It has levels and stages. Thank you, Ebony Magistry. I see you. This thing has levels and stages. We want to go right to the top level. We want to go right to the pinnacle. If you get there immediately, you ain't got nowhere to climb. Anything that is easy to get is easy to take away, because there is no foundation. Did you hear what I said? Anything that is easy to get is easy to take away. You rush into a relationship. It's easy for the storms and and the winds to blow, because it's not based upon foundation. You saw a good specimen of a body. You saw curves, hips, and fingertips. You saw a physique, but you wasn't readily to sit down and talk about life, because life be lifing. So life has stages, and if you don't have a foundation in a relationship of any kind, then when life start to, you ain't got nothing to hold on to. That's why I say all the time, it's one thing to be able to get along laying down, but can you get along standing up? I'm maintaining. You have to be able to take care of where you are to get more. Sometimes we see chat maintaining as not making progress. Well, you have to make some progress because you got something to maintain. That's not true. It's not true. Just because you are at a standstill, it don't mean, just because you maintain it, it don't mean that you're not making progress. Every day we wake up, you may not understand it, but every day you wake up, you're doing necessary things to hold on to what you have. There are people that want Bentleys and Rolls Royces and Mercedes. Everybody after that Tesla Cybertruck now. But can I help you? The more it costs, Pastor Tamika, the more it costs us to maintain. Y'all not saying it. You can get it. You got good credit. You can get it. You get whatever you want. You got good credit. I sign for anything I want because I got good credit. I got good credit, so I can sign. But just because it's, here you go, Prophetess Nina. Just because it's lawful, we talked about this while we got to eat. I'm teaching whether y'all know it or not. I'm going to teach them. Just because it's lawful don't mean it's expedient. Just because you can get it don't mean you can afford it. Affordability has nothing to do with get it. Affordability has to do, can you afford to maintain it? Can you maintain it? That's why you see people who win the Powerball and millions of dollars. They get it, but they lose it because they can't maintain it. They haven't been taught about finances, how to save that before they even make an announcement. Because I was having this conversation with somebody. Rich people don't put their money in banks. Y'all not saying nothing. Rich people don't put their money in banks. They invest and they put it in retirement and they shelter it. Y'all not saying nothing. Because banks can belly up and you lose your money. It's about maintenance. It's not about a wedding. It's about the marriage. Anybody can pay and get married. Have a wedding. But when you wake up from the honeymoon, or on the honeymoon the next day, and you look at each other and say, we really did this. Then comes the maintenance. There are some men that have gotten women and they don't know how to maintain. Woo! I'm in this house. Huh? You get a good man and you don't know how to maintain them. You don't know how to keep them up. To keep up. Some women don't know how to maintain themselves. They let themselves go. Men let themselves go. They get bellies. You don't maintain for the other person. You maintain for yourself because you was maintaining before. You let yourself go. You got the man. But now you're not maintaining yourself. So he looking over across in the other yard. No excuse for cheating, but he looking in the other yard. Because the other yard, she maintaining. You looking over in the other yard, sis, because the brother at the gym working out in the back. Maintaining. You want a house, but you can't maintain the apartment. Or if I get some more room, I'll clean up. No, you clean up where you at. You maintain where you at so you can get more maintenance. My grandfather used to say to me, boy, if you keep oil in the car, there were no computers then. If you keep oil in the car, that car will run forever. I got an old school. Tony C just happened to be online, and I just got through walking, and he saw my old school that I just bought. Are y'all listening to me? And my mechanic came over and saw it, Dawn. And he said, if you just change the oil in this, put an electronic fuel pump on, change the oil, electronic starter, I think it is, and put oil in, change the oil regularly, this car lasts forever. Because it's about maintenance. It's about maintenance. Are y'all listening to me? All right. You take your vitamins. You exercise. Thanks, Tony. You exercise. You're maintaining your body. I walk 5-6 miles a day, maintaining myself. Are y'all listening to me? Because y'all ain't saying nothing. Huh? Maintaining. To keep in an existing state. As a repair, efficiency, or validity. Preserve from failure or decline. When you maintain something, Freedia, you keep it from declining. You keep it from failing. When you maintain something, Pastor Thaddeus, you keep it, come on up. You keep it from, I just love you being here. You keep it from decline or failure. You don't want to get something and then it fails. To maintain means to sustain. Huh? Against opposition or danger, uphold or defend. To sustain. You can get it, but can you maintain it? What you asking for, can you make? And you will never get what you're asking for if you can't maintain what you have. We want stuff, but we can't maintain stuff. Many women will say, my niece Jolanda, say, I love you, prophetess. Many women will say, I ask her, why you, my daughter, Micah, why you getting that hair and them wigs? And she said, because I don't want to have to maintain my hair. Huh? Maintenance. Huh? To keep in existence or continuance. To preserve, to retain while maintaining. It's easy to get it, but you got to maintain it. Many of you are at the maintenance level right now because this thing has levels and stages. You at the maintenance stage. You ain't nothing moving. Ain't just like Pastor Tory Phillips said to me, I'm maintaining. That ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing moving, but ain't nothing dead. Woo! Huh? Let me say it again. Huh? Ain't nothing new happening yet. You at a stage of maintaining. But ain't nothing dead. Because let me drop a bomb on you. You can't lose what you got trying to get something new. Lord have mercy. Good evening, y'all. Y'all close everything. I'm done. I promise you, because that was good. Huh? Many people lose what they got because they can't maintain it. And you want to know why you at a standstill? I need y'all to share this because this is one of the greatest messages I've ever taught. Huh? You lose what you got because you can't maintain it. That's why cars pull up in front of Joy, in front of people's houses, tow trucks to take a car that they couldn't afford to maintain. They bought it, but they couldn't. That's why people get their house repossessed because they couldn't afford to keep it. They got it, but they couldn't keep it. And the worst thing to do is to get something that you can't maintain. Brent, cars sitting in front of people's houses won't start. Why you ain't put this in the shop? I can't afford it. That means you can't maintain. I can't afford means you can't. You can't afford the maintenance on it. That's the word, sustainability. You think maintenance is not important. Maintenance on what you got is what gets you something new. Huh? Y'all not saying that. If you can maintain being single, if you can take care of yourself, brother, then God then will give you a wife. You shouldn't get a wife if you can't maintain yourself. Oh, well, a woman shouldn't get a husband. But we gonna lose what we got trying to get what we think we want. The grass is always greener, huh? On the other side. So we lose what we have because we're always stretching our neck over to the other side because it looks better, Yvonne, Kelsey, Tiffany, on the other side. If you just maintain your grass. That's what's wrong with relationship. We don't want to maintain each other. We don't want to do maintenance. Jazzy, thank you. So we feel like God Almighty, y'all on TikTok, y'all ain't playing. Thank you, Jazzy. She said, feed us, Bishop. Instead of a man doing maintenance on the wife he got, he'd rather go get another woman. And don't realize that he's going to have to do maintenance. Every woman requires maintenance. Why would you go over there to get somebody else and you can maintain the one that you got? Y'all not saying nothing. You have to hold on to what you have in order to get what's next. You have to hold on to wherever you are in life. Wherever you are in life, there has to be maintenance. I've been living in my place, Jolanda, 10 years. Next month, 10 years. I noticed early last year, some plaster was falling by my kitchen. I live by myself. Some people let stuff go because they're by themselves. You don't start maintenance when you get with somebody. You start maintenance. Y'all, that's another word. So I called the office and I said, I need this fixed. And they scraped it off and repainted it. That's why in your buildings, it's called the maintenance man or the maintenance person. They maintain your property for you. If not, I've had maintenance come in and say, oh, your place looks good because I maintain it. I straighten up. You're not saying nothing to me. Huh? I have a housekeeper because I'm so busy. She comes today. She helps maintain. One thing I hate doing is washing. So I give extra for her to wash. She maintains. People around me help me maintain things. Are y'all listening to me? If this is for you, put a one. Because there are some things that are on hold in your life because God is saying that you don't know how to maintain what it is that you already have. Bishop, that ain't right. Luke 16 and 10. Not very many scriptures today. I'm halfway done. Luke 16 and 10. If you are faithful, my God, if you are faithful in little things, that means if you can maintain little things. Don't preach for me, Kimberly. Huh? If you can maintain the few things and don't disregard them, you're never going to be a millionaire if you can't take care of 1,000 or 100. Y'all not, if he can't trust you, y'all not saying nothing. If you are faithful in a little things, Joy, you will be faithful in large ones. Don't say you're going to do better, Chauncey. Don't say you're going to do better when you get more. No, that ain't how God works. I'm telling you, put in the chat one more time. God works by stages and levels. Some of you are despising small beginnings. Go clean that car out. I looked in the back of somebody that was renting one of my cars. It was like stuff was growing back there. I said to them, it smells in here. And they called me back later and said, oh, it was some broccoli it was something and some chicken still back there underneath all of the stuff. Sometimes what's holding you back for the next level and the new stages is that you can't maintain. If the scripture be right, if you're faithful in the little things, you will be faithful in the large ones. It's an honor system. Y'all not saying nothing. I'm too deep for y'all today. Good evening. It's an honor system. If you honor what you have, then God will honor more in your life. I'm maintaining. How you doing? I'm maintaining. What's new? Nothing. I'm maintaining. It is not negative to just maintain. God has not forgot about you because you are in the maintenance stages. God has not thrown you away because you are in the maintenance stage. Huh? Because if you won't be honest in little things, the scripture says you will not be honest with greater responsibility. If you can't handle where you are, I'm done, y'all. Then you won't be able to handle the way you're trying to go. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Do you realize that what God has given you? Let me give you, Freedia. I love you, Freedia. Let me give you, Sonia. Let me give you a little lesson. We are stewards. What does that mean? Everything that we have is God's. You don't own nothing. A steward is somebody that takes care of, huh? Thank you. A steward is somebody that takes care of somebody else's stuff. You are maintaining God's stuff. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? God has everything and everything belongs to him. God has everything and everything belongs to him. So tell me, what shall I render? You maintaining his stuff. We don't like the maintenance, because the maintenance time is boring. Ain't nothing new happening. It's mundane. It's just doing the same stuff every day. Huh? But the Bible tells me that God blesses our coming and our going. It may get boring sometime. Boy, I wish I was in church. It may get boring sometime. Huh? It's mundane to keep maintaining the same thing. I want a new car. Maintain that one. I want to move in a new house. Maintain that. Are y'all listening to me? I want to swap out. Relationships don't last because don't nobody want to maintain. They just want to swap out. Divorce is over 50%. Because we don't want to. I say we can't stay in relationship because nobody wants to maintain the relationship. Y'all not saying that. We don't want to maintain what we got, Broadway. Give me something new. You're not getting nothing new until you can maintain. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. It's a principle, and principles cannot be overwritten. Thank y'all. 5,700 likes over on TikTok. Y'all cutting up today. Matthew 25:23. I'm done. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful. You have maintained with a few things." That's really what that means. You've been faithful. You maintained with a few things. You maintain. Come on, Erica. You maintain. Dr. Paulette, what's wrong with my message today? I don't feel like, huh? His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant, for maintaining. You maintain what I gave you well. You took care of what I have well." Huh? You know, Langley, some of them servants that he gave talents to all of them. So one hid his. He didn't maintain what he had well. He sold it. Are y'all listening to me? I'm bored, Bishop. It's boring driving this same car. It's boring living in this same place. Coming on Clubhouse every day, teaching and But if you're faithful over these few, if you're faithful over these few, he said, well done. I'm going to put you in charge of many things because you maintain some things. No, let me just get rid of it because I don't like it. That's good, Chad. Let me just get rid of you. I don't like you no more. I don't want to maintain you. I don't want to make you better. I don't want to speak into your life. I don't want to build you up. I just want to give me something new. Jolanda, Ebony, Jasmine, give me something new. Because to maintain something old, you done got boring. You can't maneuver the way you used to. Let me tell you something. Everybody going to get old. Disposable everything. Don't want to maintain nothing. Right now, people are spring cleaning. Throwing stuff out. I'll just get a new one. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness because you maintained what I gave you. You didn't just sit. You maintained it. Ladies and gentlemen, the blessing is in maintenance. Put 10 people, put that in the chat. The blessing is in maintenance. The blessing is in maintenance. Put that in the chat, everybody. The blessing is in maintaining. If you can maintain what you got, he'll bless you with more. The blessing is in maintenance. Natalia. Are y'all getting this? Your next blessing is coming because you maintain what you have. Let me tell you what you do. Let me tell you what you do. You ready? I got a few things. While you're maintaining, don't complain. Number one, let's go, y'all. Come on, put them in. I want you to put every one of these points in right behind me. Everybody, not just Kimberly. She taking notes. Okay? While you're maintaining, don't complain. You got to have the right attitude. Don't complain.
Oh, that's all I got. That's all I got. I'm
just complaining.
That's all I got. I ain't had nothing new. God ain't moved for me nothing new.
That's why he ain't moved. Because you complaining. Because it could be worse. Stop complaining. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You just maintain it. You're about to curse out every blessing that God is about to give to you because you whining and complaining. Number two, while you in maintenance, this reason why we complain, don't compare. While you in maintenance, don't compare. Let me get TikTok, get me to 10,000, all right? Number two, don't compare. Comparison is a sin. Comparison, I told y'all over and over again, comparison to somebody else negates your own future. While you waiting, don't compare. Look at Erica. Look how God blessing her. Look at Dr. Paulette. Look at Naomi. If I had that, Man, you know one of the things I hate people to say, Prophetess Nina? If I had your hand, I'll throw mine in. That's the craziest thing in the world. I don't want nobody else's hand. I'm good with my hand. Huh? Right, cut mine off. Right. Huh? If I had your hand, work your hand. Work what God gave you. You're an answer to somebody. Stop comparing. If I had your money, I'd do that too. Are y'all listening to me? Maintain the money you got. Huh? We so easy to compare. And some of the hands you want is crazy. My ex, Bishop Kim, my ex-wife used to tell me years ago, she said, boy, them people you looking at, that ain't really their stuff. You think they happy? You think they got more money than you? Have them people struggling. Facts. Facts. When I got closer, facts, Jolanda. Facts. Facts. Nothing's never been true. People that you trying to compare yourself to and you think they got so much greater, you don't know the hell they going. You trying to model yourself after somebody's marriage? They marriage tore up from the floor. Huh? Number three. Y'all with me? Say yeah. Huh? While you maintain and work where you are. Some of y'all ain't got a relationship with people and you find out that, oh, this ain't nothing to this. They cray cray. Huh? Work where you are. Number three. That's number three, right? Work where you are. Huh? While you maintaining, you don't stop working. You maintaining. You working what you have. Maintenance is about working what you have, not worried about what's coming. Because if you work what you have, I'm giving y'all a secret. What you want is coming. Work where you are. Be grateful to where you are. Celebrate every little milestone. Man, somebody send me a dollar. I'm celebrating. I learned a long time ago to give thanks for the little things. Work where you are. Work where you are. Work where you are, because it's where God wants you to be. Work what you have. Prophetess Nina, I'm going to just be honest. I'm gonna tell on her. She came to me some months ago. Since she tell everything, I'm going to tell everything. She came to me months ago, maybe 2-3 months ago. I'm thinking about doing this with my room. I'm thinking about doing this with my room because I go through the hallway of Clubhouse and them people be having this and they be having that. I said, Nina, because that's my sister. I said, stop paying attention to what other people got. I said, work this. She ain't complaining no more. Huh? She ain't complaining no more. Do maintenance on what you have. Make yours better. But follow the design. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you a $1 million seminar. Follow the design that God gave you. Ain't nobody saying nothing in this Methodist church. It's quiet in here as a church mouse. Y'all know y'all be tipping over trying to see what other people doing, and then you start comparing yourself. 1,500 away. 1,500 away on TikTok. Did y'all hear me? Did y'all fall out over here in Clubhouse? Work where you are. Number, what number I'm on? What number I'm on? Number four, don't lose focus while maintaining. Don't lose focus while maintaining. Don't lose focus while maintaining. You still want to focus on the goal while you're maintaining what you got. It's a balancing act. Don't lose focus while you're maintaining what you have. What's the focus? The goal, the promise, the dream, the vision. But you still got to maintain. Sometimes we leave what we got to get what we want. And God said, it's not, there is a process. Maintaining. Hello, somebody got their mic off. Prophetess Nina, your mic is off. Don't lose focus while you're maintaining. You got to balance it. I'm maintaining this, but I'm still working on what's coming. Have you ever been to the place that you try to work on what's next and it just don't, because it ain't the time. It's maintenance time. Huh? It's maintenance time. Don't lose focus. Don't lose focus on what's coming, but maintain what you got. Is this a word for somebody or not? And then number five, multiply what you have. Huh? While maintaining. You're maintaining it, but you're multiplying it. That servant that Jesus was talking about in the parable, the reason why he was rebuked and lost what he had, because while he was maintaining, he didn't multiply. We want more, but we won't multiply what we got. Why is God going to trust you with more and you can't multiply what you got? This is a good word to me today. Multiply what you got while maintaining. I'll come back and give you the scripture, Ebony, in just 1 minute. Multiply. Are y'all listening to me? Multiply. 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 The master took what he had because he didn't multiply it. That's found in Matthew 25, sis. Matthew 25. The parable of the ruler that gave away to the servants. Matthew 25. Multiply. Multiply. Multiply while maintaining. Tony, you crazy. Are y'all listening to me? Multiply while maintaining. Thank you, Jesus. Complete it. Complete where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Complete where you are. I want five people today. Thank you, Jesus. He just told me. The number seven is the number completion. I want five people that will sow a seed of $70. Five people that will sow a seed of 70. Sow your completion seed. Complete where you are. That's really what I'm telling you. Maintain. 70. Seven is the number of completion. We want to move on to something else. 70. Five people that will sow 70. Five people. Huh? And when you put the seed in the ground, Erica, I want you to say, I'm maintaining. I'm completing this. Because you won't get nothing new unless you complete this. Complete the assignment. God Almighty, y'all. Oh, my soul, complete the assignment you're in. Complete the assignment that you're in. Huh? Maintain what you have. Thank you, Erica, on Instagram. Maintain the assignment. Completed. Five of you that will sow 70. Five of you on all platforms. 10,600 likes. Wow. On all platforms, five of you. Five of you that will sow 70. On all platforms, $GregDavis10. I'm maintaining, Bishop. Lord, if you know that this word hit you and you know you should do better at maintaining instead of complaining, I want you to say, Lord, I repent. You know why I can teach this word so good? Because I get so anxious for what's next. But the Bible says, speak to you. Yeah, I told y'all yesterday, you got to speak to yourself. Why is my soul so disquieted? Why is it so anxious? Lord, I repent. 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 How many of you in here realize that you need to work on what you got? How many realize that you got, if you realize you got some loose ends in what you got, put a one in the chat. If you realize you got some loose ends, you got some things that you didn't complete. Oh, sweet Jesus. Bishop, I got some things that I need to complete. I got some things that I need to work on. I got some things I need to maintain, Bishop. Come on now. Come on now. There's four more of you that's going to sell that $50. There's four more. How I love. There's four more. Thank you, Joy. There's four more. I'm waiting for you. Father, I thank you for Joy. God, thank you in the waiting process. That you're going to sustain her while she's in the maintenance process. Touch Joy, whatever need she had, God. Grant it now until completion. Thank you, Jesus. Now remember, this all started from a phone call. When I asked Pastor Tory Phillips, I said, how you doing? He said, I'm maintaining. Now let me ask y'all. Tamika, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? I'm maintaining. That's not a negative connotation. I'm maintaining. I'm working what I got until I get the next level, the next stage that God has for me. I'm working, Bishop, what I got. Father, thank you for Langley and Naomi. Thank you for their seeds, their sacrifice. I pray, God, that in the next 72 hours, that you work on the behalf of Naomi and Langley and Joy. The next 72 hours. In Jesus' name, I maintain it. You're sowing that seed of 70. There are three more. Three more. Three more. Three more. Three more. I'm maintaining. I'm maintaining. I'm maintaining. I'm maintaining. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to work where I'm at. Huh? Did I give y'all number six? Did I give y'all number six? Did I give y'all number six? Yes or no? Did I give y'all number six? I got so happy. Ooh, I was about to shortchange y'all. Don't lose sight of next while maintaining now. That was a good one. Y'all was about to get you. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Joanne. I'm going to have to make you a moderator over here when Carolyn's not here. Did y'all hear what I said the next one is? This the shout. I'm off beat. Don't lose sight of next while maintaining now. Those of you on Facebook, YouTube, Chauncey, sow that seed today. Carolyn Cumbus, y'all sow that. Stretch yourself today. I declare, Laura, in the next 72 hours. Did you hear what I just said? Don't lose sight of next while maintaining now. Don't lose sight of next while maintaining now. Three more sowing that seed of 70 at $GregDavis10. PayPal, contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. Zelle, GregDavisShow@gmail.com. The Joy. Venmo at GregDavis1. You can go to the website, Greg Davis Show, GregDavisShow.com. Thank you, Langley. Something happened, and now. Why do you ask for an offering? Why do you ask for offering, Bishop? Why do you ask for an offering? Because it supports what I do. I'm able to come in and teach. And when the people of God heard the word, they gave offering. They gave sacrifices. We don't ask for offering Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We don't ask for offering. Actually, get the moderators on Friday if you want to. But this is teaching. This is a ministry for me. The Bible says, if I give you spiritual things, it is no more than right for you to give your carnal things. I want to challenge Carolyn and Chauncey and Laura, those that are on Facebook, I maintain it. By the way, you're sowing that seed of 70. You're sowing that seed of 70. You don't have 70. Give 37. Give 27. Give 47. Give 17. Give 7. But give something in 7. give something in seven. Father, we thank you for Carolyn Thomas. There are two more that are going to give that 70. We thank you for Carolyn Thomas. God, open the floodgates. Work a miracle in her life. Do something new, God. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for Chauncey. We thank you for Chauncey and her seed. Bless Chauncey's seed now. The next 72 hours, do something. Phone call. Work a miracle in Chauncey's life. Multiply in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Father, touch Anita. Thank you for Anita. Thank you for Anita. Thank you for Anita. Thank you for Anita. Bless Anita. Bless Anita. Bless Anita. Give her the desires of her heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's in the presence of the Lord. Touch Prophetess Nina in the midnight cry. Thank you, God, for Prophetess Nina in the midnight cry. Bless in Jesus' name. Amen. 72 hours. Gonna let you all go on Instagram. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you that don't have 70, there's one more that's supposed to get that 70. Those of you that don't have 70, give the best you have. Give the best you have. Give the best you have in the seventh. Hallelujah. Lens of Faith, would you pray today for us to maintain? Amen. I want you to speak up as loud as you can because the other platforms are still on.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne room of grace on today, oh God, giving you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Father, I bless your name today, oh God, for this mighty word that we've heard on today, oh God, about maintaining what we have. Lord, I ask you to give us wisdom. Lord, I ask you to give us discernment. Lord, I ask you to give us the mindset, oh God, to maintain what you have placed in our hands, oh God, to be good stewards, oh God, of whatever you allow us to steward over, oh God, in this season, the next season, oh God, all while we are alive in this earth realm. Lord, I thank you today, Father, for using Bishop Greg Davis mightily, oh God, to embed in us, Father God, the word of maintaining, oh God. Lord, maintaining means that we have to do something more than what we've already done, oh God, to continue to our journey of where we currently are. And so, Lord, I just thank you today, Father, for giving us a mindset shift on today, oh God, using Bishop Greg Davis, Father God, to give us that mindset shift, not just in what we do in work, but also in relationships, oh God, in business, in health, in wellness, spirituality, it applies in every area, oh God. And so, Lord, I just thank you today, Father, that everybody under the sound of Bishop Greg Davis' voice on today has received a mighty word concerning maintaining, oh God. Lord, may we go forth with this seed planted in our mindset today, oh God, to maintain what you have given us. And not to keep on getting things that we can't maintain, oh God, but to know our limit, know what we can handle. Whatever you give us, know that we can handle it, oh God, because if it's in our life, we can handle it. I pray this prayer in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you that are watching on TikTok, thank you so much. Thank y'all. Those of y'all that are watching on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, X, listening on Clubhouse, I want to encourage you to sow. If you don't have nothing but $7, but if you got that $70 and you're watching me, I want to encourage you to give that. I'm going to give out the giving information one more time. If they put it on the screen, $GregDavis10. That's the Cash App. PayPal, contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. Zelle, GregDavisShow@gmail.com. Venmo, @GregDavis1. We're here Saturday. Love you too, E. We're here Saturdays. We're here Saturday at 3 for another word. I might talk about that. With Lens of Faith, just prayed about mindset shift. I like that. Yes, ma'am. And Sunday at 12:30. All right. Sunday 12. All right. Those of you that are on TikTok, don't just be hearers of the word, be doers. Get that seed today. Those of you on Facebook, love y'all. Getting ready to let you go on Facebook, YouTube, and X. Blessings. Bless you on TikTok.